The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. NoTix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With NoTix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is NOTIX.co. Stop paying for App Store reviews. It just doesn't work anymore. It's going to get you in a lot of trouble with Apple. If you need App Store reviews, especially as a new app, here's some ways that you can do it that Apple will like. I'm guilty of it because I put out a course back in 2015 that said, hey, here's how you hack your keyword rankings and here's how you buy reviews with the right keywords in there. Here's the aggressive way to do the right way of doing App Store reviews, okay? To get your ratings up. This is Genie app. This is their, literally their first couple of screenshots, okay? Your AI assistant. So they ask for the ATT prompt. Then your AI assistant just kind of like reminding you users, this is best practice of what the app is all about. I hit continue and they go, help us grow. They just have it. Literally, it pops up on the second screen. Most people just give you a positive review and move on. Here's a chill way of doing it. This is one of our clients that we got to work with. This is the onboarding screen. And then after the paywall, whether they hit start free trial or not, we showed them the review prompt. And that worked too. All right. So you can see the data. One of our other clients started doing this. He added the review prompt after the paywall, after trial activations. Okay, so he's getting a good amount of trial activations per month. So that's why you see this huge boost in ratings. So you can see from he's getting some ratings, and then boom, it jumped, right? He's getting like 50 a month to all the way to close to 400 a month. So I broke into this down in a previous video, but here are the stats. People might be like, hey, what about the average rating? You know, yes, I'm getting more ratings, but maybe my average rating sucks. Well, here's what happened. In November, 4.3. In December, 4.3. In January, when we added the review prompt for the full month, we got a 4.5. So not only do we get more ratings, but we got a higher average rating. Now, I have looked at this app again for February, March. It is back down to 4.4, 4.3 range. But regardless, you're getting a bunch more. So here is the percentage in ratings. It's about 225. So 3x the ratings. You can see percentage wise ratings over downloads. You went from 1.4, 1.4 to 4.5. So those are the numbers to prove that it does work. Okay. So here's what I did with one of my apps, brand new app. And I wanted to get it. I want some ratings because I only had 6 at the time, which is what you need to run an app advice campaign. We made our lifetime offer for free because I was like, who cares? This app is brand new. I need ratings, right? Because I feel like without ratings, Apple Search Ads doesn't kick in. Without ratings, you know, ASO doesn't kick in as well. But Apple Search Ads, I've found with newer apps, just doesn't scale, right? They're like, hey, how come I can't spend? It's just because Apple has no data and Apple would rather promote apps that have ratings that can get click-through rates. So I do think that ratings impact click-through rates for your app. The higher you have, the more clicks you're going to get on your app, right? So we needed more ratings. So I was willing to exchange. And my hypothesis was if I do a lifetime offer, I should get a boatload of downloads, right? I was trying to hit 10,000 downloads with this campaign. So I did it. Where's my sound effect? We hit 12,000 downloads by making our lifetime offer for free. So we got 12,000 downloads and we got 150 new ratings for this app. So boom. Right on launch, within a couple of weeks, I needed five, six friends of mine to leave some ratings so I can run an app advice campaign. And once I did that, we got 118 five-star ratings. We get 14 one star. So you can see the breakdown of all the stars we got, but about 80% left 5 stars. So I'm willing to live with this. 4.5, not too bad. So that's how you do it the right way. Stop buying the reviews. You know those app store reviews that show up under your store listings and you're like, dang, how do I get this out? Like maybe it's a one star in here. Here's what you do. You force touch, 3D touch. It's like a hard push on the review. If you do this hard push on this review, you get this little prompt. Now, Apple, the default rating is usually by most helpful. If you want to get these out of the way or another one of your reviews in here, then just ask your friends, ask your family to go to that review and do helpful. Okay. Adrian says, hey, Steve, do the length of app reviews count? Are they scanned for keywords? So Adrian, yes, they were scanned for keywords. So this is why I talked about the black hat strategy of app store reviews. I had this like idea in 2015. I was like, I think the app store reviews, the keywords in there will help the rankings. So I was like, I think that's true because you think about Yelp and Google Play, the Google SEO algorithm, right? UGC content, especially if they have the right keywords, played into account. So I was like, why wasn't this different from App Store reviews? And so I tested this with a few of my friends and I was like, tell me the keyword that you're targeting and I'm going to leave a review on my own personal account with it. And guess what happened to the rankings? One app, which one review went from 16 to 4. And another friend of mine was like, I'm number 2 for that keyword now. And I forgot where he was before, but it did work in 2015. I've been trying it still. It doesn't work as well in 2023.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.